Okay, hello, good morning, Tyler Bratton here. Very excited for Monday. We're coming in closing out April 2022. Shared in the video on Sunday that there is a big week coming up with earnings. We'll be monitoring that. If anything newsworthy comes out of it, which I'm sure there will, maybe we'll be sharing that in some stand-ups as we go along. A couple points of interest. First of all, what the hell am I wearing? I don't know, it's got this weird short sleeve sweater thing. I like it, weird color. You can also see some color accents along the wall. Trying to paint the house right now. So trying to figure out and ended up in a store with like, okay, I don't know what color to pick. 15 samples, painting them all over the walls, figuring out which ones. So if you have any insights, have any feedback, let me know. And then lastly, a little bit of a new setup behind me here, just adding a little bit more sort of texture. Some of the things that I love, some bonsai trees, some of my favorite books, my first audio equipment camera, even got a little speak logo there. So very happy about that. Now, let's jump right into it. It's Monday, and the question I'm asking myself this every day, but especially on Mondays, look at this as a weekly kickoff and say, well, how can we make this a high impact day? How can we make this a high impact week? And, you know, again, could look at this every single day, but I'm going to look specifically at today. And a couple things that I put in place now, caveat or reminder maybe I truly am nothing to aspire to. These are things that are working in my experience and some of the lessons that I've learned from people who have been successful. I think there's Tools of Titans back there and some great books, sort of understanding and breaking down the routines of successful people. And then I've adjusted that for my own self to see what works best. So a couple of things that I've just found are like best practices personally, but then also that apply to the team, which is for myself, one of the big drives is to block off external meetings, at least until the afternoon. Focus on the internal team, bring everyone together for a kickoff, make sure that everyone's aligned. And if there's anything that comes after that sort of kickoff meeting where it's like, hey, I need to jump on a call, you want to have that time blocked out so that everyone feels that they are in the right place instead of, you know, that call gets pushed back till way in the afternoon on Monday or Tuesday the next day kind of thing. So I think you want to avoid that by happening. And so I forever have blocked out in the calendar no morning meetings on Monday. And generally, I'm a meeting avoidant person. Really want to make sure that that time is prioritized, you're spending it in the right place, and have built some things into Calendly to sort of automatically structure agendas and things. And I'll share more about that at some point too. And the other part, I think now that's a piece that's applied to the team, but how can you apply? So one of the things is that we have that kickoff meeting at about 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the reason is because I think if you make that meeting too early, people don't have the ability to then execute on their personal routines. And for myself, as I've mentioned, Tasia, dog, puppy, slaps me in the face about 6:30 in the morning. I get up. Very important part of this routine, chai. People would say mad at me if I said chai tea, but it is tea. I've gotten to the habit of caffeine. Sorry, everyone, and mad at you, Vatsal, mad at you, Monica, but I also thank you. I love it. Making sure everything is clean. Cleanliness helps you if you sort of Jordan Peterson line, clean your room, clean your mind, or whatever that is. Making sure that that's done. Workout, sort of some personal hygiene, you know, shower. And I do end that. I feel like a guru loser when I say that, but this cold shower routine has really helped me, and I feel all energized right after that. And I've noticed at the end of the day, I think it's also attributing to me sleeping better at night too. So, you know, I think you have to have this aspirational personal routine, including workouts, so hopefully some cardio in there. You don't have to hit that every day, but if you have that and you can execute on that in the morning before you start your teamwork, then everyone comes together in a place where they feel good and they're ready to go for the week. And I think if you bring that meeting too early or you try to kick that off too early, you disrupt that or you create friction, and then people need to do that after the meeting. So that's just something that I've sort of noticed. Again, this is different depending on team size. I don't know at the scale that some companies do this at. I honestly don't know. I've been max 8 people on the team, and I think we're about 4 full-time right now, showing up on weekly kickoffs and then, you know, communicating with contractors and things like that. So In that weekly kickoff, one of the things I found, what's really nice is preemptively, what we'll do is just drop a Slack thread in, and it'll be, weekly kickoff, and then generally I kick it off, or Vatsal does, and we just put like a numbered list and try to prioritize it a bit of, you know, what are the big goals this week, or what are the things that we're kicking off, and that then brings some alignment or an agenda to the team. Everyone's aware of that. If there's any deviation from that, it's slightly addressed in the Slack thread, and then it's easy to go through each point by point with the team. And so, for example, this week we're looking at affiliate/referral program, and then we're looking at a pricing calculator that we're releasing. So these are two big, they sound like small things, but they're not. They're quite big multi-week engagements and big changes to front end, database, everything within the system. And so that's been a thread throughout several weeks now, but different levels of execution on that. And just doing that Slack thread allows you to see everyone else. There's a high level of visibility there. And if there's any questions, then we ask each other on there. And it also brings some accountability and responsibility to the team. So if I wrote this at the start of the week, generally we will try to review that at the end of the week. And as we go through the week, or as we get ready for that weekly review, we strike out the things that we've done, and then have the things that we haven't completed not striked out, and without disappointment, we go through why are things achieved, why are things not. And generally the reason is people they think they can do more than they can do, so reduce the amount of task and then choose the ones that are high impact, because you're probably not going to get done as much as you want, and then other things, especially in the environment that we're in, are going to pop up, so you're just not prepared for the five extra tasks that you just didn't expect that week, and all of a sudden those stack on each other, become higher priority, and things that were seem like a priority at the start of the week might not be that same priority. So that's one piece that I've seen. Other part, again, from a more, I would say, personal piece, but within this, so whether you're in sales, whether you're in, your fundraising, whether you're grants, whatever it is, I think it's very important to do timely communication at the start of the week. So if you haven't scheduled, say, a calendar meeting with someone that you want to get on a call, that needs to be done Monday. You need to reach out Monday, latest Tuesday morning, if you actually want to get that call done that week. Otherwise, I feel like you are, and possibly, depending on the relationship, of course, infringing on that person's schedule. If you're saying, hey, let's jump on a call this week. For myself, I'm pretty rigid with, okay, this is what my week looks like. I've got these meetings in the afternoon, and then I start to block time around to make sure that I have these sort of flow state periods. And if I don't, then I know that I'm not going to execute in the way that I want. And I find it, you know, difficult when someone wants to sort of jump or barge into a schedule because something is high priority. And generally, if it was, that would have been somewhat noticed last week. You should have reached out then, and then we could have scheduled a meeting at a convenient time for both of us so we can show up ready, prepared, ready to make that a success. So you do have to balance this piece of, people are starting just like you. You are starting the week. You've got a task list that you're most likely going for. You've got your own people that you want to respond to or need to go out to. And for you to jump on, say, Monday morning first thing, that's almost an attack on someone's time in a way. And again, this matters on the relationship, but sometimes I'll wait, say, Monday afternoon or again a Tuesday morning to float that email over and give them a little bit of breathing room to start the week, and then say, hey, hope you're having a great start the week. Here's what I was hoping to do. And that generally allows them to say, okay, I've actually got some time, you know, Thursday or Friday, I'd love to chat, or can we push this to next week? And then opens up that ability. So timely communication, again, just important in that sort of just flow of communication. And again, whether it's if you're doing sales pipeline and you're saying, hey, I want to reach follow up with this person or close something, all those things need to be sort of timed right, so you're coordinating it with their convenience and making sure that they're getting the chance to open that email, read that email, or whatever kind of communication it is. So lastly, eat the frog first. And this is just generally saying who I should attribute this quote to. I wish I knew I could probably do a quick search, but basically the idea is do the hardest things first. Mark Twain, damn it, I knew that too. So this is wake up in the morning, and generally just where I've seen this fall apart is you say you want to work out, but you don't work out first thing in the morning. You start the day, and by the time it hits 5 p.m., you've done a bunch of stuff and you're tired, so you don't do it. And instead, the idea here for myself is to flip this, do the hard things first, get the workout done, get the things that I don't want to do out of the way. The rest of the week then has breathing room. And I think that's important as a team to do. Address those things early in the week and then have yourself the ability to adapt, react, and then do high impact things later in the week as they sort of emerge. And again, depending on where you are in the stage of a company, the team size or responsibilities, this can all look very different. But generally, some of these concepts have served me well, seem to have served other people well, and make for a high impact Monday. I hope that there was something good in here for you. I'm ready to go make Monday great, ready to make the week great, and appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much.